Wales is a country in southwest Great Britain, known for its rugged coastline, mountainous national parks, distinctive Welsh language, and Celtic culture. With a flag that features a red dragon on it, Wales has a rich tradition of literature, music, and performance festivals, acquiring a popular image as the land of song. Cardiff is the capital of Wales and the 11th largest city in the UK. With a population of just under 500,000 people, it manages to attract over 20 million tourists a year, although that number is considerably lower now under the current global lockdown conditions. Archaeological evidence shows that people had settled in the area by at least around 6000 BC, during the early Neolithic, or Stone Age, about 1500 years before Stonehenge was erected. Until the Roman conquest of Britain, Cardiff was the territory of a Celtic British tribe that flourished during the Iron Age, but was taken over by the Romans around the 50s AD until the last legions left around the 4th century. In the absence of Roman rule, Wales was divided into small kingdoms until the Norman occupation in the 11th century. The Normans are an ethnic group that arose from contact between Norse Viking settlers of the region in France, named Normandy after them, and indigenous Franks. The Norman dynasty had a major political, cultural, and military impact on medieval Europe and the Near East. The Normans became famous for their devotion to Catholicism, their culture, such as their unique Romanesque architecture and musical traditions, and for their significant military accomplishments and innovations. This cultural and military influence spread across Europe, from England and Italy to the Near East during the First Crusades, extending to North Africa and the Canary Islands. In 1081, King William of England began work on Cardiff Castle, within the walls of the old Roman fort, which has been the heart of the city ever since. Cardiff had a population of about 2,000 people in the Middle Ages, and was home to King Owen Quindet from 1137 until his death in 1170, the first to be called Prince of Wales, also regarded as Owen the Great. Following his death, civil war broke out between his sons, of which he had several, including a few illegitimate sons, who by Welsh law had an equal claim on the inheritance if acknowledged by their father. According to legend, one of Owen's sons was Prince Madoc, whose story we will focus on in today's episode. According to folklore, Madoc was a Welsh prince who sailed to America in 1170, over 300 years before Christopher Columbus, who, according to the story, was fleeing the violence and turmoil at home. Disheartened by his family fighting, he allegedly set sail from Wales to explore the Western Ocean with a number of ships, discovering a distant and abundant land in 1170 where about 100 men, women, and children disembarked to form a new colony. According to some accounts, Madoc and some of his crew returned to Wales to recruit additional settlers, and after gathering several ships of men, women, and children, the prince sailed west a second time, never to return to Wales again. Most historians claim that the legends were constructed by English and Welsh writers during the reign of Queen Elizabeth to help her legal argument in laying claim and possession of North America by the Kingdom of England. While this motivation makes a legitimate argument, there are other scholars who claim that Madoc's voyagers had made it to the New World and intermarried with local Native Americans, and that their Welsh-speaking descendants still live somewhere in the United States. There was a time that pre-Columbian Viking voyages were also dismissed by academia, until evidence Viking settlements in the Americas proved the Icelandic legends to be true. That said, these alleged Welsh Indians have been credited by some to have constructed a number of landmarks throughout the Midwestern United States, with speculation connecting Madoc's descendants with sites such as Devil's Backbone, located on the Ohio River at 14 Mile Creek near Louisville, Kentucky. Devil's Backbone is a large formation and peninsula that was formed as glaciers melted following the last ice age. According to local legend, on this bedrock ridge once stood a stone fortress that was built by Welsh explorers led by Prince Madoc sometime in the 12th century. President Thomas Jefferson considered Devil's Backbone to be one of the most important archaeological sites in the United States, but has yet to be studied thoroughly by archaeologists. This Los Angeles Times article from 1989 says, quote, "In 1799, early settlers found six skeletons clad in breastplates bearing a Welsh coat of arms. Indian legends told of yellow-haired giants who settled in Kentucky, southern Indiana, southern Ohio, and Tennessee, a region they called the Dark and Forbidden Land. Early settlers in the Ohio Valley encountered abandoned fieldstone forts on hilltops in the region. The stone architecture, which was distinct compared to various other native ethnic cultures that settled in the area, followed solar alignments and featured a number of unusual round and rectangular fieldstone structures. To this day, no professional archaeological investigation has been carried out there, most likely due to the political ramifications of what they might find. Suggestions of Madoc's landing locations are extensive, including Mobile, Alabama, Florida, Newfoundland, Newport, Rhode Island, Yarmouth, Nova Scotia, Virginia, the Gulf of Mexico, the mouth of the Mississippi River, the Yucatan, Panama, the Caribbean coast of South America, various islands in the West Indies, the Bahamas, Bermuda, and the mouth of the Amazon River. Although the folklore traditionally acknowledges that no settlers returned from the second expedition, the stories state that Madoc's colonists traveled up the vast river systems of North America, raising structures and encountering friendly and unfriendly tribes of Native Americans before finally settling down somewhere in the Midwest or the Great Plains. Some versions even speculate mixing with tribes of Maya, Aztec, and Inca. In all, at least 13 real tribes, 5 unidentified tribes, and 3 unnamed tribes have been suggested as Welsh Indians. Probably the most popular candidates were the Mandan people, a tribe that were said to differ from their neighbors in culture, language, and appearance. While Mandans technically still exist today, the tribe was decimated by a smallpox epidemic in 1837 to 1838, and the few remaining survivors banded with the nearby Hidatsa and Arikara tribes, so they're genetically not the same people. In 1841, a painter that specialized in Native American paintings, George Catlin, suggested the original Mandans were descended of Madoc and his fellow voyagers, citing that he had encountered and painted red-haired and blue-eyed Mandan Indians, and that the round Mandan bull boat was similar to the Welsh coracle, a type of paddle boat used in Wales and Ireland. He also thought the advanced architecture of the Mandan villages was likely learned from Europeans. in modern American anthropology, at least at the university level, any suggestion that any pre-Columbian architecture, artifacts, technology, mythology, or genetics stretching back for what has now been documented as over 30,000 years, that is not exclusively attributed to the tribes that currently reside on reservations, is not only immediately dismissed, regardless of empirical evidence, but it's considered borderline hate speech. So while many mainstream anthropologists call this racism, Vine Deloria Jr., a Sioux tribal member and professor of history at University of Colorado in Boulder, says that in actuality, the problem is reverse racism, stating that, quote, there's no effort to ask the tribes what they remember of things that happened. Numerous tribes do say that strange people doing this or that came through our land, visited us, and so on. So it seems that rather than a lack of evidence, the intolerance may actually belong to the myopic professors whose political agendas are too anti-European to consider any of the evidence. Nevertheless, the township of Madoc, Ontario, and the nearby village of Madoc are both named in the prince's memory, and a plaque at Fort Mountain State Park in Georgia repeated Tennessee Governor John Sevier's statement that the Cherokee believed, quote, a people called Welsh had built a fort on the mountain long ago to repel Indian attacks. The plaque has been changed, leaving no reference to Madoc or the Welsh. In 1953, the Daughters of the American Revolution erected a plaque at Fort Morgan on the shores of Mobile Bay, Alabama, reading, quote, in memory of Prince Madoc, a Welsh explorer who landed on the shores of Mobile Bay in 1170 and left behind with the Indians the Welsh language. That plaque was removed by Alabama Park Service in 2008. While the removal of historical statues and monuments has become a common occurrence in what some Marxist organizations claim is an effort to impose social justice and offering a resistance to the establishment by erasing and hiding history, I would say that when billionaire hedge fund managers, bankers, and the corporate finance media is behind your movement, you are not the resistance. Truth fears no investigation. My name is Robert Sepper. I'm an anthropologist. My published work is available on Amazon, as well as through various other major book outlets. They make a great gift. If you'd like to support my work, you can do that through patreon.com. There should be a link in the description section for those who are interested. I appreciate it very much. Thank you. Please don't forget to hit the like button and subscribe for future updates. As always, I look forward to reading your comments, so please leave me your thoughts below. Please have a wonderful weekend, and I hope to see you again soon.